You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Quick disclaimer, if you tuned into this podcast to hear the intricacies of skate packing with Moondog Roop, you are going to be really upset because this episode went off the rails very quickly. So if you're looking for something serious, this probably isn't your episode. But if you're willing to laugh until your stomach hurts, stay tuned in because this episode is hilarious. What's going on, hawkers? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Backpacking Podcast. John Kelly here with Jeremiah Stringer, the king of Kentucky backpacking, and wearing one mighty stylish poncho, might I add. And the Backpacking Podcast is brought to you by Outdoor Vitals. Live ultralight.
That's right. Outdoor Vitals is our title sponsor, and I do want to plug something real quick with them because their motto is performance first, ultralight gear, and it doesn't get better than their Ventus Active hoodie, which actually in Latin stands for the word wind. It's very appropriate because it is vented all down the sides. And get this, John, the medium only weighs 7 ounces. Can you believe it? Ultralight.
7 ounces. That's it. That's it.
That's it.
7 ounces.
Yeah, so get yourself one at a discount today by doing their membership and paying the membership pricing.
Yeah, Live Ultralight membership. It's $10 a month, and it's basically a big savings account, which is incredible. Like, they're literally just holding your 10 bucks, and they're not keeping it for themselves. You literally just save it, and then you just put it towards whatever you want to buy. And you get discounts on top of that.
If you're ever looking for something to buy, by the way, you can actually, they're like a storefront for some different foods. And I would say buy a Peak Refuel off their website. You get a discount. You're not going to find it anywhere cheaper than OutdoorVitals.com.
That is true. So thank you to Outdoor Vitals for being our title sponsor. Jeremiah, this past weekend, I got to do something that was kind of fun. Two worlds came together as the Backpacking and Blisters podcast and the Backpacking Podcast came together for a backpacking trip. I met up with Carl Mandrioli and a bunch of his Patreons, or patrons, I guess is what they're called, from Patreon. But they're also, most of them were also subscribers to our podcast. And so got to hang out with them this weekend. But one of the strangest things that could have ever happened during that trip. And would you like to see that, Jeremiah?
I would love a little taste.
Okay, check this out.
How do you feel about that, Carl?
This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen happen in a campsite. What is that? What is that?
Only in Kentucky.
Apparently we did put our tent on a trail.
What just happened?
Did you try to warn him?
Weirdest thing. I just hope they didn't poop on the trail. You need to
We were sitting around the fire and we start hearing music behind us. And with this loud Bluetooth speaker, which you know my opinion on Bluetooth speakers when you're in the backcountry.
I know.
Come all these people on horses, and they just ride right through our campsite.
Only in Kentucky, I heard.
Only in Kentucky. Where else can you go and have a bunch of people on horseback just ride right through your campsite? Only in Kentucky.
It looked like y'all was having fun, though, man. And you got to see the beautiful horses. I don't know if those horses are allowed up there, by the way.
Well, I know they pooped all over Indian Staircase, so I feel sorry for the people that came up over the top and weren't ready for that. That's all I'm going to say. So, Jeremiah, real quick, we do have a special sponsor for this show. It's one that we've been using or has been one of our sponsors and our first sponsor ever, and that's Outdoor Beards. We're huge fans of Outdoor Beards. I use them every single day, and I can't decide which one I like better. Do I like the oil or do I like the balm? I just don't know.
Why not get both, bro? I love the oil. I also love the balm if I'm trying to style my beard. And I'll tell you my favorite flavors. Do not eat these, folks. They don't taste good, but they smell delicious. And I want to say smell like your grandparents. My favorite
smell is like your grandparents.
Smell like your grandparents, but only the good parts, because my favorites are grandma's pie at the moment. My wife loves this one. Smells like pumpkin pie. And grandpa's pipe. So smell like your grandparents and save 10% when you use our code backpacking by going to outdoorbeards.com and checking out. And when you spend over $35, your shipping is absolutely free. Maybe buy yourself the ultimate beard care combo kit. Try one of everything.
Yeah, do it, because it's some good stuff.
Got now some soap in there at home.
So thank you. Thank you, Outdoor Beards. You're awesome. We're so glad we get to be part of this journey with you guys as they are growing, and they're actually brick and mortar now.
Oh, dude. And it started here first.
It started here first. We are the reason. There we are.
I can't say that, but if anybody else wants a sponsor, bring on the dollars.
It'll be the reason for you too. So with that said, let's bring on our guest for tonight. Last week, we had a legend of the ultralight backpacking world and an entrepreneur and a true visionary for the outdoors. And this week we have a legend in the making and visionary for the outdoors with us, and that is Moondog Roop. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Man, it's good to have you on here. Where are you right now? Because I'm looking behind you. I know that's the guy. That can't be all your gear.
You know, I'm actually in my garage, surprisingly. I'm actually inside of our local gear shop. It's a place called Tourist Outdoor Gear. It's located in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And this, by far, like without hyperbole, I genuinely feel this way, is the best outdoor gear shop that I've ever been to. Like, they carry all the ultralight gear. I don't know if you guys are on our ultralight on Reddit. They just got a big shout out on there just a day or two ago. And yeah, this place is amazing. They carry tons of like ultralight backpacks, ultralight gear. Really fantastic shop.
Well, you and were saying they had to, you said they had like Six Moon Designs back there and Hyperlight and some other companies. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, what's it called? They carry it's called Tourist Outdoor Gear.
Tourist Outdoor. Yeah. I'm just giving it a quick Google while you're talking. Tourist Outdoor Gear. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you're in Santa Fe or even around here, we only have like two real cities in this whole state, and it's Santa Fe and Albuquerque. So if you're in either of those, just come here. But yeah, they have like right now I'm looking at like Snow Peak stuff, Tokes, Hyperlight, what else they got? Carry all kinds of books, magazines, anything that like if you're trying to go into like more specialized things, they carry all that kind of gear.
That's I can tell awesome. You just one quick Google search and I'm seeing way more things I'm interested in than what I already know about New Mexico. And I'm not gonna lie, most of my knowledge of New Mexico comes from Better Call Saul. I don't know if you've seen that, but it's a spinoff of Breaking Bad. Yeah, that's where all my knowledge comes from. And this gear shop looks legit, accurate. Bro. It looks like...
it looks awesome. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks like some of those places you go into, not to get too deep in the weeds, but some of those places you go into, a lot of it's so, I don't know if I would call it mainstream or what, but... You know, we were talking last week to Glenn Van Pesky, and he's the founder of Gossamer Gear. Right. And we're talking about like REI, not to throw shade at him, but everything's so mainstream. You know, you're going to get an Osprey pack if you go there, or you're going to get a Gregory pack. But it's not very often I can go somewhere and see something like Hyperlight, or I don't know, something I'm really interested in, like a gearhead's gear shop is what I would call it.
Exactly. Yeah. Even like, I'm a huge fan of this company that makes the tents, make these tents called Slingfin.
Yeah.
And I love them. And so I mentioned it to Thane, the owner, that this is the tent that I used. And I thought like this company was just coming up with great ideas. Like a couple of weeks later, I walked back in here and now he's carrying Slingfin. And actually, like
that's cool.
I bought like a different part of the tent just because he started carrying it. And I got the Gossamer Gear Kumo Fast Pack from here as well. And so he really supports all the like little brands, like cottage brands that normally wouldn't get this kind of attention inside of a shop. It's really neat that we could just drive down the street. We have this here.
Now, Moondog, I have to switch gears for a second. All because right. It was just maybe a month or two ago, we got an email from somebody representing you, letting us know of your untimely demise.
You're right.
So people understand, we are seeing a very tame Moondog right now. This guy literally emailed us to let us know that he had died. And he was sorry to say we weren't going to be able to have this interview tonight. And we've had some really funny interactions going back and forth. But Moondog made the mistake of saying he would like to be roasted. And so tonight we are changing the fake news ticker. And it is actually going to be fake definitions of Moondog from around the world. So the ticker's coming up right now. We're going to get that going so you guys could see what Moondog means all around the planet. And hope you guys enjoy this. And Jeremiah, let's find out a little bit about Moondog.
Yeah, and let me add one thing there before you ask about Moondog. Last week, our Spotify listeners may have noticed that I uploaded a video version of the episode. What episode number is this? 212. So episode 211, I uploaded a video episode. Just see how it does on Spotify. I'll do the same with this episode so everybody can see Moondog on Spotify as well as YouTube, and they can see the fake news ticker rolling across the bottom of the screen because John is absolutely ridiculous. Moondog, what do you think about it?
Oh, I love the idea of the ticker. I've put it on Spotify. You know, actually, I thought of the idea to, because I think you all had sent me an email like the night before, and I had the idea to reply that I had died while sitting on the toilet inside of a Walmart.
Inside of a Walmart?
Inside of a Walmart, yeah.
Like you're one of the bravest human beings I know if you're pooping in a Walmart. I just want to point that out.
You know, we don't have a lot going on out here. You go where you go.
It's Santa Fe.
Man, I read it by my girlfriend, and she was like, she's like, don't do it. She's like, actually, just like the week before, it had a joke go horribly wrong inside of a sauna, and like, it was like so awkward in that room. And she was like, you remember the sauna situation? So she voted against it. I was like, I think it'll go over.
I think it's great. Hey, we got our first super chat of the night. Want to make sure we get this up here. You can't read it because for some reason the program's making it look weird. But it says, it's from Derwin Off the Rail. Says, hey, just wanted to offer up a name for the baby. I'd be honored to share the name Derwin with the future stringer. I know it's really nice of me and all. Just the type of guy I am. Hashtag Derwin Stringer.
Make a good middle name, wouldn't it? Derwin.
Oh, man. Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. And then we have some other comments, too. And we'll get to the ones about Jeremiah later. But there are some questions on here for Moondog. Let me see. He wanted to know, could you use the skateboard like a shovel?
Oh, there you go. Is that double duty?
And I think I know where they're going with this because this is our podcast. So you know,
right,
where there are shovels, there are cat holes.
There are. You know, I've been carrying the Deuce of Spades for maybe like 5 or 6 years now. It might be time to give up that heavy piece of junk and just start carrying the skateboard, you know?
That's probably it, because, I mean, that thing is just weighs too much anyways. That Deuce of Spades, I mean, that's a whole, what, half an ounce? I mean, that's terrible.
Don't undersell them. I think it's 0.8. They need to step it up if they want me to still carry it.
It's time to get those engineers out and get some work done.
Right.
Jeff Peters says, uh-oh, Moondog, you just made the city of Las Cruces mad at you.
Oh, nobody cares about Las Cruces.
It's Las Cruces for Moondog, and it's Mississippi for Mr. Backpacking with Jason, great. Sir.
We have like aliens drop it in like every 2 weeks. They never drop into Las Cruces. You know, they're like, oh no, let's just keep going. Yeah. Go to Albuquerque.
That's awesome. Okay, let's get down to it. You're doing something, and I was serious when I said you're kind of a visionary. You're doing something that most people don't even know about.
I never heard of it.
Tell us about skate packing.
Yeah, so basically, it's essentially ultralight hiking with a skateboard. And so there's kind of two different ways that you could do it. You could do it like primarily on the roads, in which we like use longboards, and you're just like on pavement most of the time, and then just kind of hiking for fun. You could also, like the first trail I ever through skated on was on the Florida Trail, and so I hiked like 800 miles of it and then skated whatever the rest is, like 300-350. So whenever you just hike when you want to hike it, skateboard when you want to skateboard.
That is what. Now how, okay, the Florida Trail has a lot of swamps and some crazy terrain. Where were you actually skateboarding on that trail?
So a lot of the what they call connectors, like, so when you're not on the trail, you're generally walking on like a road or a sidewalk. And so I'm actually not the first guy that came up with this idea. It was a guy named Alex Foat, and I read this story about him. And it was a clever way to bypass the road sections in a way. Just whenever you hit pavement, you just drop your board and go.
I'm going to be honest with you. I hate hiking on pavement.
Me too.
No, it's way more fun to skate.
I despise it. Yeah. So this, now if I had balance, I would try skateboarding. But you know, I'm just going to get real with you.
Poles. Bring two trekking poles and just kind of, you know, ski your way down the road.
Oh, now there's an idea. Almost like skiing with a skateboard. Yeah.
What's That's those a great idea. Called? What's the ones that have the, they got the wheel and the heel? Heelys?
Kids have?
Yeah.
Yeah, what if we made a hiking shoe that was also a Heely? So then I didn't have to carry the skateboard, but I could still skate pack. What do you think about that?
You know, I think
he's pausing. There's got to be something said there. He just paused with the answer.
It's probably fantastic if you're 15. If you're out of high school, bypass this idea.
Oh, you're saying there's an age limit to this?
Probably. I mean, all the right. thing is, you guys are married, all right? So you've got that sorted out. How many partners do you think you would get if you get to the road section and you just start scooting down in your Heelys? It would be a tough sell.
Now, I think you might be right on that one.
Oh my gosh. That's just funny.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, buddy, I'm having a hard time understanding you. Do you mind speaking English?
Oh my God. Begin.
Now, people have to understand.
Just like 20 minutes.
Moondog's been on a few of these live streams the last few weeks, and he's left some hilarious comments. So. He knows us. This is fantastic, Jeremiah. I'm very happy right now. I just want to say it. I'm just very happy.
You know what?
Right now.
If I may roast myself, I listened to your podcast for an embarrassingly long time before I realized that it was a live stream. I mean, like possibly a year. And I was like, how are people making comments? Because I've always just listened to you on Spotify.
Well, that's probably our fault. Maybe we should say that the episode's being live streamed. I think we just bypass it. That's an oversight on our part. What do you think, John?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I think we just kind of get going and we don't think about it. That's just us.
I may also just be an idiot, so it could be both.
I don't think so. No.
No, I don't think so.
We don't put idiots on our show.
Oh,
that's almost
I beg to differ.
I don't know if that was a self shot or a roast.
Right. You've been put them on since episode one. I mean, in fact, they're probably on every week.
Oh my gosh, that's just hilarious.
I am enjoying the ticker. If anybody's reading it about the origin of the Moondog name, what is the original origin story, the true story, and not about the what does it say, something about a nude dog behind? What's the true?
The Norwegian. You're talking about the Norwegian definition of Moondog?
Yeah. Yeah, something about in the nude. What's the actual origin of the Moondog root name?
So Moondog is my trail name, and it was given to me by a friend because somebody else was trying to give me the trail name Skater Boy, and her and her husband were like, "This is an awful name. You can't go with that." And so for her birthday, she ended up picking the name Moondog. And it actually just came about from a nickname that a girlfriend used to call me every once in a while, and or an ex-girlfriend called me, and from a movie called The Beach Bum. So it's a great movie. Don't watch it with your kids. Say what?
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So, yeah,
movie.
It came from that movie. Yeah, fantastic movie, right?
Hey, we got questions for you, man. What shoes does he wear? Skate shoes or hiking shoes?
So I actually wear the exact same shoes when I'm hiking and when I'm through skating. And I wear the Ultra Lone Peak 6s at the moment.
Okay. Well, somebody was actually wondering if you wore Ultras, but they were wondering if you were wearing Ultra Heelys.
You know, I should bring that up to the world. Jeremiah, you know what? The Jeremiah Stringer Heelys, which should be the new merch.
It won't happen because you just said Jeremiah and merch in the same sentence.
Right, yeah.
So it'll never happen. Our dreams, man. He plays with our emotions. He gets us all hyped up and excited, and then he just leaves us hanging every time.
You put that pesky word merch in there. I thought we were all making money tonight, but then he added in the word merch. I thought maybe some of that Heelys money could go to you, all those adolescents that are through skating on their Heelys.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Hey, here's another question for you. This is an interesting one. Could Moondog change the board to oversized off-road wheels and then go on real trails?
So they do make boards, even with like inflated tires. Kind of my thoughts on it are like generally whenever I'm through skating, I'm wearing hiker clothes, right? And so stuff is paper thin. And on those boards, you're generally attached to them. So if you go down, it's not going to go well for you. It would be a possibility, but those boards are also like probably like 12 pounds or something.
Oh yeah. And, I'll bet that's not good.
My
base weight.
About 9. So yeah, it wouldn't work.
That makes sense. Okay. So that is a question though. So base weight is a big deal for backpackers.
Right.
What kind of base weight are you carrying with a skateboard?
I'm generally about 9 pounds with gear of base weight. And then depending on the board that I bring, it's generally about either 6 pounds or about 9 pounds. And so like the 9 pound board, I don't keep attached to my pack. Like I just carry it. But whenever I'm carrying the 6 pound board, it's kind of like your conventional popsicle stick with larger wheels on it. Whenever I'm carrying that, I strap it to my backpack.
Okay. That's interesting. So you're talking... With that, you're probably looking at like 18, 19 pounds, something like that.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
You know, that's still not bad considering you're carrying a skateboard with you.
Yeah, that's way less than me, man. Right. And I'm not even
that's less than Jeremiah, what he would consider ultralight.
Yeah. You know, actually, I have beef with somebody that was on this show. I think his hiker name is Frozen. You had him on just like... 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Like that. So I'm pretty sure, I cannot confirm, but I'm pretty sure that me and this guy fought on Reddit on our ultralight about whether or not it is ultralight to carry your chair or not. And I totally disagree with his opinion. And I think only a fool would hold his opinion. And I'm calling him out now.
Oh, wow. He's on the PCT right now. I follow his Instagram.
I wonder if he's like watching on the trail right now. Froze, if you're watching, let's get this started. Let's get Turf War, our first ever Turf War on the podcast right now. Right now.
Right. He's on the Moon first Dog and Frozen.
when I was listening and when he said that, I was like, I just had this argument on Reddit just like a few days before. And I totally disagree. Anything you want to carry, if you are under 10 pounds, you're ultralight. And I'm interested in your opinions on it. And if you have to call them out, I'm okay with that too.
John hosted him on the show. I was off that week.
Oh, don't you use that as an excuse to get out of this. Don't you do that.
What's Frozen's parameters on ultralight? How much did he say? I watched the show, but I can't remember.
He said it's just getting your weight as light as you can without stuff you don't need, like without carrying things you don't need. That's basically what he said. So
I need a 3.5 pound chair. That's ultralight. It's half my basement.
You know what? If you carry 6 pounds of gear and a 3.5 pound chair, in my opinion, you're still ultralight.
I mean, I'm doing better than 99% of people. Now, unfortunately, my pack is like 40 pounds. And that includes the 3.5 pounds.
So mostly chocolate. Mostly chocolate and a steak.
It's mostly chocolate, yes. That's not a lot.
Oh, we got a real quick super chat on here. Gotta make sure we get this on here. That's from Spencer Davies. Says, unfortunately, I have to sign out for the night. Can't wait to listen Wednesday. My last question is, longboard or shortboard?
Oh, I do both.
Nice.
So which one's better? Yeah, I do like a shorter board if I'm gonna be on trails most of the time. If I'm sticking to the roads, I do a longboard. I ride what's called a Pantheon longboard. And Pantheon's the company that makes it, and they make things for long distance. And so, like, if you go to what they call ultra skates, and it's kind of like as far as you can skate for 24 hours, like most of the boards there are made by Pantheon. They're just great at going long distances in a straight line.
Nice. We have a comment here from Jeff Peters, and it's fantastic. We got to put it out here. He said, the inaugural rumble of the Hiker Wrestling League, Moondog versus Frozen. We created something like 3 years ago with Jeff Garmeyer, and it was the Hiker Wrestling League. And we just kind of named well-known hikers, and we wanted to have them in wrestling matches. Like, we wanted to have Darwin and Dixie go at it, and Dan Becker, and I forget who he was going against, but like we had all these people going against each other, and it looks like we're going to have you and Frozen go at it. And we're going to put you guys in a steel cage. I think we do a steel cage with an ultralight backpack hanging on a pole.
Wait a second. Are we doing like a Money in the Bank match where he has to climb the ladder?
Yeah. We got to have that. We're going to hang the ultralight pack from above. They have to climb outside the cage, get on top of the cage, and then climb on a ladder above that to get to the backpack.
Yeah, this is not OSHA approved, folks. I'll go ahead and tell you.
Oh, but it's like Hunter Hearst Helmsley approved. Triple H approved.
You know what?
100%.
I don't want to sound too confident, but I think I've got it. Because like by the time I'm up at the top, Frozen's going to be on the ground debating whether a chair is ultralight or not.
Oh, man. This is happening right now.
You know what? I did try to message him on Instagram to see if that was really him, and to bring up bringing this up tonight. And I never heard back from him. And so I want to say that like he actually has no idea that this is going on. I feel a little bad. But,
totally blindsided him.
Reply to me, you coward.
Now let's hear the tale of the tape here. I think Frozen, he's not a huge guy, is he? He's like, he's under 6 foot, right? I put him in.
Oh, he's shorter than I am. I think he's like 5'6", 5'7", isn't he?
Let's make up his measurements so we can compare him to Moondogs. Let's call him 5'6", 145. Moondog?
Let's give him 150. Let's give him 150. He's married now.
Yeah. Simply. Yeah. All right. Moondog, what's your body measurements here? About an 8-foot wingspan.
6 foot, 150.
Ooh.
Oh, you got the reach advantage.
But the weight is the same. So they would be in the same weight class. So the question is, who's quicker? You know, and who's got more strength? So let's go. We're gonna have to see. That's man. Jeremiah, we're gonna have to book this match. We're gonna have to book it.
Yeah, I actually would like to change my vote. I think he would win.
Never bet on yourself.
I've lost all confidence.
Frozen has something now he didn't have before.
What's that?
He's got dad strength.
Oh yes.
You gotta count that, because that's a thing, man. The moment you have kids, suddenly you have dad strength. You're able to do things you weren't able to do when you were younger. So I'm just saying, it could be ugly for you, Moondog. I don't know if I'd want to have that fight if I was you.
Yeah. You know, I'm still in, though. But, like, maybe at the end, whenever he finishes the PCT, whenever he's, like, 10 pounds less than he is now, you know, before he's had a good meal, that's when I would like to get this set up.
Yeah, nice. We'll set it up for his finish date. Yeah, you can let your man be the skateboard.
Frozen is a stone cold savage, is what somebody just posted. Stone cold savage. Oh my gosh, this is fantastic. This is I love when episodes go off the rails. This is the best. So
I've been arguing that for weeks.
From our communication with each other, like, I knew this was going to be like the direction this thing goes in. I just knew for a fact. Okay. Hey, we do have some comments. So I need to make sure we get these in here, because there were some really good ones. Have you ever considered using a carbon fiber board?
I have. I actually have one sitting in the garage right now that I haven't actually set up. One of the issues with carbon fiber boards is they're not as sturdy. And so I kind of worry about being out like a couple hundred miles out in the middle of nowhere and having a hard time replacing a board, like if I had some kind of problem. Generally, the equipment that I carry is board-wise is because of how sturdy it is.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense, because I know like carbon fiber trekking poles have more issues than like aluminum ones. So yeah, that totally makes sense.
I mean, they're extremely light, and probably the technology is getting better. I just haven't brought it out for 100, 200 miles, something like that.
Fair enough. Well, the Pizza Ninja wanted to make sure that we knew that he once had a case of the Moondogs on the trail after eating Mountain House. So,
and, you know, I apologize for giving that to him.
Welcome.
There's not too many people make me laugh this much. This is fantastic. Now, this is actually a nice comment. Hiked out of Cimarron, New Mexico twice for Philmont, and then followed up with most beautiful part of the country.
That's probably true. We have a lot of great beauty here.
Yeah, New Mexico seems to be beautiful. I've never been there. I've always wanted to go. Would you be willing to do an extra show with us sometime, and we'll do a horse packing podcast spinoff show?
Absolutely.
A horse packing podcast.
But we have to have a Bluetooth. We have to have a Bluetooth speaker that's way too loud. That's part of it.
Hey, so, you know, it could be done.
Oh yeah, I think we could do it. I think so. Let me see if there's anything else on here that would actually be worthwhile to you at all. Have you ever gone? Okay, here's one. Have you ever gone skateboarding in a poop hammock?
Skateboarding in a poop
what
hammock.
What is a poop hammock?
How's the logistics for it?
Oh, you don't know about the poop hammock?
I don't know about the poop hammock.
We need a history lesson.
Bro, if I had royalties on this poop hammock, I'm telling you, I'd be a rich man, because I feel like I talk about it more than any person on earth. theportaprivy.com for anybody that wants to buy one. I don't even know if he's still selling them.
I don't know. I haven't looked in like a year.
You can go try to buy one if you want to. theportaprivy.com. So, you know, it's like a hammock seat. You seen the hammock chairs? You got to have trees that are shoulder width apart. You got a little hammock chair. Well, this one has some suspension system on it that's very simple and easy to set up. And it's a hammock chair, but it has a hole in the middle, just the right size of a toilet seat. So then whenever you want to poop, you just dig your hole under it and set up your hammock, your poop hammock, or AKA the porta privy, and then you sit in it and you poop through it. And then it's literally like sitting on a toilet in the woods. You can set it whatever height you want. If you're short or tall, you can make it as wide or as narrow as you want for whatever size dimensions your butt is. I mean, it works out perfect.
This feels like technology has gone too far.
John, can you show him a picture of it? Can you bring that website? Yeah.
I'll look it up right now. I'll look it up right now.
See, you can see the Porta Privy, man. I'm telling you, if you haven't used it, well, you're probably if you have used it, you're probably not an ultra lighter. I'm not gonna lie.
Is it portaprivy.com?
The portaprivy.com.
The portaprivy?
Include the the.
Okay, I didn't include that, and I got something that did not look right. Okay,
you got to go to Thomas's side. I don't. That other stuff is great value version. You don't want an Equate Porta Privy. You want
no. You don't want Equate. That's for sure. No. So okay. So here's the Porta Privy right here, so you can get a good look at what we're talking about.
Can you zoom in a little bit?
I will do what I can. I can't promise anything right now. Let me see if I can open this in a new tab and see if that'll show up for us here. Let me see if I can zoom in. Well, let me zoom in.
Maybe you got a little bit.
Let's see.
Oh, that's that zoomed out. Oh, it's zooming out. Okay.
There we go. Okay, there we go.
Can you see that moondog?
Oh, yeah. You know what that reminds me of is those old pajamas. Remember like the red onesie that had the trap door in the back?
And you button them up? Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Ooh, he should put a trap door.
Yeah. Your title sponsor should look into that. You know, bring in those things.
Outdoor Vitals could be making some money, man.
What technology do they have? Exactly.
That's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea at all.
Kick that bring down
it,
to Tyson.
Bring it to the Mike Lindell of ultralight gear.
There you go. There you go. And here we are changing lives.
I had a related question about the carbon fiber skateboard. You talked about the durability of it a little bit. I think you threw that in there. And I was curious, you're in the skateboarding world. Something I never understood is guys are skating around and stuff. And then they just get really angry, it seems to me. And I could be wrong. Maybe I'm projecting. But it seems to me that they get really angry and just stomp right through their board and break it in half. Can you give me – I'm a lame man. Can you just give me the down low on what is happening there? Am I painting the proper picture?
Right. So generally when you land on the board, you're landing on the right above the wheels and on the trucks. Uh-huh. And so and generally the board is moving at the same rate at which you are. And so you're not really like landing on it as hard as you would if you just sat it on the ground and stomped in the middle. Right in the middle, there's nothing below it to kind of take the blow of that pressure. On towards the edges, you have the trucks, and so the energy gets dissipated.
But does that make sense? Yeah, that the physics of it makes sense. I'm a math guy. But I'm not wrong, am I? They're purposefully breaking the board out of anger.
Right, yeah, just anger issues is really the only explanation for that.
Well, I was confused because I was like, well, I guess you're done skateboarding for the day because now there's no more skateboarding. Literally just
you just sound like a math teacher, Jeremiah. Well, I guess you're done skateboarding for the day.
That's the teacher in me.
That's what it just sounded like. You just sounded like a high school math teacher right there. Hey, we got a super chat. We got a super chat. Derwin sent us another super chat. Said, hey, that's my phrase. First warning for use of off the rails. So apparently somebody said off the rails in the comments somewhere, and he was not pleased. But thank you, Derwin, man. He's like the only person who really like funds our podcast. I think he gives us more money than our sponsors do sometimes. So
he's single-handedly funding the diaper fund for the future stringer.
He really is. We got some more questions for you here that I want to make sure these are good ones. I mean, this is great. Chris Acone said a couple holes and a bare hang line turns that skateboard into a swing.
Oh.
You know what?
Test it out, video it.
All right. I use it as a chair sometimes. Unfortunately, like whenever you're carrying that thing, it doesn't have a lot of purposes. And so sometimes it's a chair, sometimes it's like a little dinner table. But yeah, I'll try the swing thing. Actually, he should try the swing thing and get back to me on that.
I wonder if you just put some rings under the underside of it, like two on each side, and just had a rope go through those from the underside, if that would work well. You know, like,
I don't know. The risk seems too high, though.
I don't know. Well, they also said there's another way you could use it for that, and that's using it as the poop swing 2.0.
Oh, there you go. Let your butt hang off
Just hang off the back of the skateboard. That's a perfect idea.
If you don't, Yeah, if you don't dig your cat hole deep enough, though, you're going to have some trouble, right? It's going to start backing up because you only got like 2 inches between you and the ground on a skateboard.
Yeah.
And so
you'd have to swing it. It'd have to be a swing. You'd have to set it up as a swing. It would have to be a swing. Well, and Ben McMillan just wanted to let us know that this was the wrong episode to let my wife watch with me.
Shout out to Ben's wife. I'm sorry.
I want to apologize, but I kind of don't. Because that's just funny. Got a couple other comments.
I guess we should ask why, though.
He's having more fun than he knows what to do with himself. He also made the comment earlier, and I didn't pull it up, but he said, this may be my favorite episode already, and we were only like 10 minutes in at that point. So awesome. We got a couple comments about the poop hammock. One said, I've had it for 2 years now, still haven't used it. And then M. Gillis said, he may not know about the poop hammock, but he can tell us about the Buddy Bidet system.
Oh, M. Gillis is the woman that said I should not have told that joke.
about the Buddy Bidet, I don't know if I like the sound of that.
I don't like that sound either. Yes.
Well, yeah. So here's the thing, right? When you're hiking in a tramily, right? You got a bunch of your friends. A lot of people are moving to the bidet system, and that's great. But you know, you got your bottle. What is that? Like 1.2 ounces. You got your bidet. That's another ounce. And every single one of you has got it. So I think people should just start sharing and help each other out. And that's the Buddy Bidet system. You can cut down on weight. And one of you looks horrified. Right
Everybody takes turns carrying the bidet.
Right.
Everybody takes turns.
You help your buddy out. And this, you know, this discussion doesn't get brought up a whole lot in the ultralight community. And I don't get why.
Yeah. I mean, people share stoves, right?
It's because it's a terrible idea.
Oh, what's so terrible about it?
Well, you can buy them 3 for $10.
But it's grams, Jeremiah. It's grams.
Grams. Who's got that kind of
Jeremiah,
money?
It's grams.
Okay. Right. I just looked it up. It's on Amazon. UYICOO is the name of the bidet company. Portable bidet for travel. Just Google that. $13.99 for 3. You get one in red, white, and blue, so it's patriotic, first of all. And
America.
And they only weigh 0.7 ounces each.
Listen,
yeah, but
Jeremiah.
That's grams.
Yeah, and we don't all have that outdoor vital beard money to throw $13.99 around.
Right? That's like a whole meal at McDonald's, Jeremiah. That's like lunch.
Right.
You're making someone give up lunch because you don't want to carry a bidet for them.
20 grams?
Exactly. Quit being selfish.
I think, you should roll the footage back to 2 weeks ago before you had your title sponsor and see if Jeremiah had that poncho beforehand. We know where that outdoor vitals money is going.
It's buying bidets. Just has them all over his house.
I'm stockpiling them in case the world is.
We were given a great name for the skateboard swing. Are you ready for this?
What is it?
The poop deck.
Oh, yes.
That's perfect.
Zach, I just went backpacking with Zach last weekend. So, was that you?
Well, I accidentally hit the drum roll first, and then I accidentally hit the crickets button.
Woo, buddy!
And I hit the applause.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
Yeah. That's my sound, Dick.
Oh gosh,
I'm not proficient in it. Sorry about that.
Oh, look at this. Doc Watson is challenging our beliefs on lunch at McDonald's. He said, "Lunch is $20 at McDonald's now." More in California or Canada, maybe. I don't know which CA he's talking about.
Oh, well, he's probably right, dude. Bridget DoorDashed some Dairy Queen the other day to work, and it was like $24.
Well, you DoorDash anything, it's going to be $24. You could DoorDash like $1.50 cup of coffee from like Mama's Diner, and it's going to cost you $25.
Four strips in a chicken strip basket? $24?
That's because of the delivery. It's not because of the food.
Oh, that could be.
That's the delivery. Yeah, don't DoorDash anything. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
Ben McMillan says, hear me out. Cut a hole in the skateboard.
Oh.
We're getting brilliant ideas here today. You know, I'll try it. I will try that.
Oh! Please take pictures and video and show us. I mean, not using it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, just the hole.
Well, I'll do both.
Oh, good.
Now, the question is, where do you put the hole on the skateboard? Where does it not sacrifice the structural integrity? Do you put it right next to a truck? Do you put it on one end? Do you put it right in the middle?
I mean,
and how big is it? The diameter?
Yeah, you
diameter?
Probably would want it about 3/4 of the way back, so that way you don't hit it with your back foot, but it's not directly in the middle. Do you know what they call the toilets in the space station? It's called a target.
Oh, that makes sense because there's no gravity.
Exactly.
Think about that one for a second,
right,
Jeremiah.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same concept. We should pull NASA in for this.
Yeah. I think that's a good one. I think that's a good one.
John's
comments, dude. I can't help myself right now. I'm reading comments and they're just cracking me up. Mountain Wanderer said, not sharing. Not sharing. Just not going to do it. Tony Babcock said, who added weight to the bidet? This one's great, though. Riff Outdoors is just asking the question, what if you're far away from your buddy when on the trail and the urge hits?
You hold it.
You'd have to.
I'm telling you this. I'm giving my poop story next week, but I will preview it real quick. 3 times in the span of less than 12 hours.
Oh, a taste of John's poop.
I'm going to lick. Ew. I don't want to taste my poop.
I mean, just a tease for the audience of next week's story is what I was trying to say.
It's coming. Next week, there's going to be a story. And, yeah, because Carl's given one already when he was on here before, but I've got one for next week to help with the whole thing. Because it was a day, and it's a warning against a food company. So be prepared for next week on that one. But back to you, Moondog.
Well, I've got one question. Are you going to call out the food company?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you know what you should do? You should do like a rap.
Jeremiah
like,
hates it when I do this stuff. He's always like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, I think you should. Here's what
my
I think you should do,
my love for Mountain
though.
House will always be high.
You should do a raffle. If somebody could guess the name of the company, they win like a book or, you know, a bidet system or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right? So John lost the game. Doc Watson just wanted to make sure we got that out there.
Oh, he sure did.
Okay.
What about Moondog? You got a good poop story for us?
I was just gonna say it is time. It is time to hear the story. Oh,
that I do. Okay, so this actually happened about 2 years ago on the Florida Trail. I was hiking in the Seminole Indian Reservation, and I don't know if you guys know about this place, but it is by far the worst mosquitoes I've ever experienced. And it's like notorious for bad mosquitoes. And so because of that, you have to start right as the sun is coming up and you have to quit before sunset. And so I'm hiking along and there ended up being an injured hiker that shout out to Stripes. He's actually on the AZT right now. That he hurt his ankle and needed somebody just to, you know, kind of hang out with them for a little bit. So because of this, we ended up setting camp up that night. And I was like, well, I'll just wake up super early and get hiking. But you like have to make these miles or the mosquitoes are going to get you. So I woke up like 5 in the morning. The sun's starting to come up a little bit later. And the mosquitoes will not go away. So I had this idea to put on my leggings. And so I'm in the tent, I'm putting on my leggings and my legs, like I have a sling fit tent and it is not large. So I'm like in these weird positions, trying to get inside or try to get these pants on. And, in that moment, in a weird position, I decided to trust a fart, which was a horrible
mistake. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And, So that I was lucky because I was not far from a water pump, and like the old like spigot ones that you have to pump up, and so I just took off my underwear and ran straight to that thing. I was getting bit by mosquitoes and just cleaned it as fast as I could. Ran back to my tent, and it was a pretty bad day. And I think the next town I went to, I like stayed there the night so I could use laundry.
Oh, that's awful, man. Yeah, that is awful.
Oh, that's tough, man. I think we've all made the bad decision of trusting a fart you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it'll get you on trail every time.
Oh, yeah. Let's just say I almost had that yesterday. I was talking to really? A guy, one of the guys, we were sitting there talking, and he wanted to see my hammock. He was asking how my hammock setup was. I'm sitting there talking to him, and I stopped and I went, I'll be back. And I grabbed my stuff and took off. It's like that. His name was Nick. Yeah, his name was Nick. We're sitting there talking, and I'm like, I gotta go. So I just grabbed my stuff. So I get it, bro. I get it. Hey, listen, man, why don't you tell people where they can find you online? Because you are one of the most interesting people we've ever had on this podcast. And that is not even like, that's not a joke. For real, you've been hilarious. This has been great.
Thanks, man. So the only thing I'm really on is on Instagram, Moondog Group. I'm starting up an OnlyFans. And if you could, like and subscribe, because it's going poorly. I don't have that bidet, poncho money. And so if you could like and subscribe, please. Yeah, other than that, just Instagram.
Oh my gosh, man. This has been great. I'm so glad you came on, man.
This has been fantastic, guys.
This has been a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Hey, thanks for getting on here. And if you don't mind hanging out in the green room for just a few minutes, we're going to sign out of here. But you have been awesome, dude. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, man. I love you guys. Thanks for this.
Oh, man. Much love. And that was fantastic.
Oh, man. That was so good, dude. That was so good.
We got to have Moondog back on, man.
I think that's a guarantee. I think we need to, I think we need to come up with a special episode, though. I think we need to get him and Frozen on together.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Do you think we can make that happen? Frozen.
What if we had a pop-in guest of Jeff Garmeyer?
Oh, here. Somebody actually just said, you must get Moondog and Garmeyer on the podcast at the same time.
Started to say a special guest referee.
Moondog and Moondog and the Tiger King on at the same time?
Yeah, dude. We could just hand on the mic. And say, here you go, boys.
It would be crazy. Hey, listen, we've got some great comments that were happening tonight.
Yeah, let's see man.
Jeremiah wearing that drug rug.
This drug rug, by the way, we will tell you. You know where this came from? I'm pretty sure. Well, I know where I bought it. I bought it in Guatemala, but I'm pretty sure.
I think you could get that at any truck stop in Texas.
Yeah, I started to say I bought it in Guatemala, but I'm pretty sure it comes from China or Vietnam or India. It didn't have the tag in it. I don't know if those Guatemalans down there just pulled the tags out at the bazaars or what. I love it, man.
That's awesome. I love it. So he put on here, Jeremiah looks like he's trying to recruit you for a VW van trip.
Peace and love, bro.
Peace, love, and chicken grease. We got Blisters and Beards. Sounds like a death metal band. Talking about the backpacking trip this past weekend. This one's cool. Joseph Palma said, can you guys do a shout out for me to Katie O'Malley? She's my girlfriend and a huge fan of the show. So shout out to Katie, man. O'Malley.
Hello, Katie.
Glad you're a fan of the show. And then finally, we've got Tony Babcock. He goes, I'm so glad my school board meeting actually ended for once. That's great, man. Oh, this has been a lot of fun. I don't know if I've laughed this hard in a long time. I'm going to be honest with you. I've been up since like 3 o'clock this morning. My son woke up thinking there were bugs all over his wall, freaking out. And dude, it was so bad. It was so bad. And so, like, I'm so tired. This was the perfect episode for me tonight. So I'm so thankful Moondog was on here, man. This was good stuff.
Oh, dude. I totally agree. Well, we got a couple more live streams. Are we ending the season on the live streams, going to season 7?
Yeah, in 2 weeks. 2 weeks is our last one until September, I believe, right?
September. And don't worry, guys. The content's not going anywhere. We'll still have guests. We'll still have fun. John and I.
There will be a weekly podcast. It's just the live streams won't be there.
Every Wednesday. And you know what? There may be some pop-up surprise live streams.
They happen so every summer.
Yeah, if you're on YouTube, I would highly suggest turning your notification. And you know, I think that YouTube, dare I say, something funky is going on. Because we always get these messages, people saying, oh, I missed the live show. I don't know why it didn't pop up my notification saying that y'all went live. So we'll have maybe some surprise live streams, but typically every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
You know, we never say this, but subscribe and hit that bell notification. It's important.
Yeah, that may be the first time you said it. I don't know.
I don't know if we've ever said that on this podcast ever. So do that. We're almost at 3,000 subs. I know we've got way more people that listen to the podcast, but it'd be cool if we could get to like 5,000 subs in the next few months.
Y'all let me know on Spotify, y'all that are Spotify listeners, let me know if you care anything about the video version or not. If you're listening at this point, probably you do. Maybe it's going to be a little bit biased and I don't know, but we're at the end of the show. So probably if you're hearing me now, you do like it. I don't know, but I'll keep uploading it. I'll keep uploading it if everybody likes it. And if you don't, we'll go back to the audio version on Spotify and video on YouTube.
Oh, this was just a lot of fun tonight. Big thank you to Outdoor Beards for being our sponsor for the show tonight. And a big thank you to Outdoor Vitals for being our title sponsor for the podcast. Thank you for tuning in tonight, guys. We're so appreciative of everyone who tunes in. We love you guys. You're our family here on the Backpacking Podcast. And for myself, Jeremiah, we'll catch you on the next one.
And adios, folks.